Thank you very much, Chris. We've reached our last batch of news, which seems to be heavily weighted in favour of pubs, with news of the Fat Capped, the Bellevue and the York Tavern. It's not all booze, however, with, amongst a variety of news about new phone hubs to replace old telephone kiosks and a successful Halloween event. When Colin Keatley bought the new inn in West End Street in 1991 and turned it into the Fat Cat, he planned to spruce it up and sell it on, as he often did with pubs around the city. He did not picture that 30 years later, not only would he still be pulling pints behind the bar, but that it would be the award-winning cornerstone of a mini pub empire. December the 1st will mark Mr. Keatley's 30th anniversary as landlord of the popular Boozer, which has earned an embarrassment of awards over the years. Across its three decades, the pub has earned itself a devoted following and cemented its place as the darling of the Campaign for Real Ale, which has twice named it as its National Pub of the Year. And it has evolved from being a single suburban boozer to a family of four city pubs and a brewery in its own right, far beyond Mr. Keatley's original vision. But the biggest challenge for Mr. Keatley, who's now 71, was outliving the punters he's grown to know so well. He said, "We've seen so many terrific characters over the years, and if I'm honest, the hardest thing is losing them. You really get to know people as a long-running landlord, so it's always very sad to lose them."
A city boozer has undergone a transformation from eyesore to a sparkling new venue. The Bellevue has been boarded up since its closure in December 2020, but now has had new life breathed into it. Ben James, boss of the Bellevue in NR2's St Philip's Road, has overseen a major revamp of the boozer and has plans to turn the venue into a community hub. A wood-fired pizza oven is being installed, with pizza-making lessons for kids in the pipeline. "I want to make this place into a proper community place which runs different events," the pub chief added. The food-led pub is making use of local suppliers, including Swannington Farm to Fork and CH Wine Merchants in Badsfield.
Norwich Pub is hoping to become the jewel in the crown of the Golden Triangle's thriving food and drink scene, with a new head chef and menu. The York in Leicester Street has been run by Andrew McNeil since October 2019, and he initially wanted it to be more of a fine dining restaurant than a pub. New head chef Dominic Wilson has just joined the team. Mr. Wilson has worked in top restaurants and hotels across the UK and Europe for more than two decades, including the Michelin-starred Neptune Inn in Hunstanton. Mr. Wilson said the concept is modern British and it is an eclectic kitchen with Asian and Mediterranean influences. "I want to make fine dining accessible and informal."
They were the cornerstones of communication and nigh on the only way to get hold of people when out and about. But with the rise of mobile phones, the humble telephone box has found itself going extinct. But now boxes around the city will be replaced by their futuristic peers, offering free phone calls, ultra-fast internet connection and USB charging ports. BT has applied to the City Council for 11 new BT street hubs in Norwich, including two of its redundant phone boxes in Lilburn Avenue and Plumstead Road. The structures are similar in size to the existing phone boxes and include 75-inch digital displays, along with built-in touchscreen tablets. They have been launched as part of the centenary of the first telephone kiosks, which were designed in 1921. It would also be far from the first time former phone boxes have been repurposed, with others in the city used as shops, including one now used in Tombland as a cactus stall.
Thrill seekers went in their droves to witness a Norwich Park's spooktacular event. Catton Park's spooktacular fireworks and funfair event took place on Saturday, October the 30th. With family fun, thrill rides and lots to do, this event was attended by hundreds of Norwich families looking for something a little different. The park was full of rides and entertainment for everyone, including a staged area teaching classic party dances to children.
Development of a new 7 million Norwich church has taken a major step forward, with more than 1,000 people turning out to watch diggers break ground on the site. Seoul Church has been working towards building its new headquarters in Heartsease Lane for more than a decade. The project has seen a lengthy planning process, including design work and a huge fundraising effort. And on Sunday, around 1,000 members of the church community turned out for the project's groundbreaking ceremony as work began on the new community hub. Once complete, it will include a 1,200-seater auditorium, a nursery, a community cafe, counselling and therapy rooms, and a range of other facilities. John Norman, senior pastor of Seoul Church, said, "We've been eagerly anticipating this moment for a long time, and it marks history in the making as we build a new church and community centre on the site of the former Family Life Centre. We believe the church will be a place of hope and refuge for the city of Norwich." It comes some 15 years after the church previously standing on the site was reduced to rubble after being struck by lightning in 2006.
A 9-year-old Norwich girl has cut off her beautiful long red hair to help other children feel more confident. Lily Taylor from Thorpe decided she wanted to cut her hair off to send to a child with cancer. Lily's mum, Holly Graham, described her daughter as having beautiful long red hair. But Lily had been asking Holly for a while if she could have her hair cut short, but she knew her mum would take some convincing. Holly said, "Lily has never had short hair before. I love her hair and I did put up some resistance." But finally mum came around to the idea when Lily told her of her plans to help children with cancer by donating her hair via the Little Princess Trust. It costs £550 to make, fit and style a wig for a child, so we are hoping to get enough donations to pay for this, Holly said.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we do hope you have enjoyed it. As usual, we'll remind you that when you have finished with the recording, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it into a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. We always mention this, but it is worth repeating that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole of the team which has produced it. The editor today was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Stephen Cox. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office is not always manned, so do leave a message on our answer phone and we'll definitely get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website at cbtn.org.uk. Now it's time to remind you to keep listening as Let's Talk magazine follows on from this recording, and with that we'll say goodbye from myself, Matthew, and from Dorothy.